Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
For this episode, it took us a long time, 2 hours and 19 minutes to be exact. One hour and 19 minutes to sit down and start because I needed...
We've been talking shit for an hour and 19 minutes.
Talking shit for an hour and 19 minutes. And also, I was hungry and I needed some spaghetti. What are you doing?
I'm cleaning my camera because I feel like I look blurry. Do I look blurry to you?
Maybe a tiny little bit, but like you still look good.
Well, as long as I still look good.
Okay, good. For those of you who don't know, we also do offer the podcast on YouTube now as well. So if you want to see our shining faces, we did put lipstick on.
We did.
So... the link will be in the description of this episode, whatever. Before we get into the episode, though, just a reminder that we're still doing our 20K giveaway. Liz, would you like to recount the details since you did it last time and I forget?
Yes. So make sure to head over and follow at the Witchful Thinking Podcast on Instagram. And there is a post specifically for this giveaway, and you'll see it. It's blue. It's got 20K giveaway on it with some cute little witchy brooms. And all you have to do is subscribe to the Instagram and then leave a comment below and tag a friend. And you can tag as many friends as you want. So each comment that you leave will increase your chances of getting picked. And we are leaving that open until November.
Did we say November 6th? I think we said the 6th. Yeah.
Okay. And so you have until then to comment your friends, and we will be using a random comment picker to pick the winner, and the winner gets to pick anything off of our merch shop. So whatever it is, you can pick whatever color, whatever size. We will contact you via Instagram and send you your choice from the merch shop.
Yes. And we were already so like shocked and excited at how many people already commented on that post. Like, it already has like 300 comments. So like, if you already commented a bajillion times, you're welcome to keep commenting.
Yeah.
The more entries, the more chances of winning, and
go crazy, go stupid.
Yeah. So that's really exciting. And we also hit 1600 followers on Instagram, which is also super exciting.
Yeah.
So it's just like all of these little milestones, and I'm very proud of us, and I just love us. And we also have something super exciting coming up. A very, very special guest. We're not going to ruin it for you yet. We're not going to tell you and ruin it for you. But a very special guest is going to be on our show soon. But for today's episode, we're going to be talking about glamour magic, which is something that we've never talked about on this podcast ever. I have a friend who is like a glamour witch. I don't know too much about it. But Liz came up with this topic because the other day I straightened my hair for the first time in like 6 years. And I literally was just so pissed off and angry and upset like the entire day that it was straight. And I could not get the feeling to go away until I got in the shower and like deep conditioned my hair and like reset my curls and everything. And I mean, Liz can vouch for this. I was pissy. Like, I was on FaceTime with you and I was in a grumpy fucking mood. I don't even know how you stayed on the phone with me as long as you did. Like, I would have hung up on me and been like, you're being a brat. Like, get over it and just go get in the shower and stuff.
I love you in all of your times, your good times and your bad times.
I literally was being so, I was so annoyed and I couldn't figure out why. But then it was like right after I got some water on these curls, I felt better. I was like, I just spent all this money on a straightener and I need to just get rid of it.
It like made you feel not like yourself.
Yeah. It made me feel not like myself at all. Like if you had known me like in real life, you might remember like a time where I straightened my hair for like 3 years straight in college. And it looked great back then. I mean, it really did look good. I'm not going to like say that it didn't look good. It looked good. And it was like what I wanted to do at the time. But I also just like, I lost my, I guess I feel like when in straightening my hair for X amount of years straight, straightening my hair for X amount of years straight. That's funny. I like lost like an understanding and respect for like what my hair represents. Like, to me, my hair represents my ethnicity. And it was just like, I really lost a part of myself there for a while. And when I stopped straightening it, I just like gained more of a understanding of like who I am. And I don't know. I really don't know why I decided to straighten it this week, but it really fucked me up. It messed my mood up. I was so grumpy for literally like 24 hours. And then finally, after I did my hair and I called Liz, I was like, I feel great. I feel so much better. I can't even remember how shitty I was feeling an hour ago. We got to do an episode about this. So that's how this episode was born.
There have been times in my life where I feel like I'm dressing true to myself, or I found a hairstyle that really felt like me. And I feel great during those times. But then there are transitional periods where my style has changed, or I want to change my appearance in some way to express myself differently. And either I was like still in the trial and error phase of trying to figure that out, or there were just things that I was trying that did not work. And I would not leave the house. I just had such negative feelings towards my appearance that I would want to cancel plans. I would want to not leave because I just didn't feel like myself. And that was so important to me. And, you know, there were people I felt that also didn't understand, and they'll look at you and they're like, you look great. Like, just come on, let's go. And I think we've probably all experienced that, like, especially like as teenagers, maybe growing up in the house and like your family's trying to leave for a dinner or something and yes. You just can't find the right outfit. Your hair's not cooperating. Your makeup looks like shit, something, whatever it is. And your parents or your guardian, whoever, is like, come on, let's go. You look fine. Let's just go. And you feel so like frustrated because you're like, no, I don't look fine. And I'm not going to enjoy this outing. Because I feel like I look like shit. And there have been times where I have hated that my appearance has that much control over me. But also, your appearance is your outward representation of yourself. And you don't want people to see you as you feel you are. And so like, you know, it is important, no matter how silly it seems sometimes, your appearance is important to you. You know, not that it matters what anybody else thinks of your appearance, but it's how you think of your appearance. And that does matter because it affects how you feel and like your day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. If you like, it's just like, remember when you're talking about, I know multiple times you've told me about like how when you go into the office at your old job, if you were wearing something that you just weren't comfortable in or you felt ugly in or something, like your whole fucking day is ruined. Like the whole office should just burn down because Liz is having a bad day.
Yes. And like, not that anybody working there would have known, but I had terrible days solely because I felt like I just did not, like how I was dressed did not reflect me. And that's actually something that I've been playing with recently because I've now been self-employed for 2 months. And like, I can wear whatever I want to wear. And I have a closet full of clothes that I didn't get to wear them how I wanted to wear them because I had to dress for an engineering firm and I was dressing like business casual. And I felt like, you know, like I had to be wearing a dark pair of skinny jeans and this like silky button down. Like there was a vibe, you know, I was trying and I just felt like shit most days because those weren't clothes I wanted to be wearing. And I also did not feel justified in buying clothes I wanted to wear because I was only going to get to wear them one or two times a week, like on the weekend. And half the time, I would just stay in my pajamas all day on the weekend. So I didn't even feel justified buying clothes I wanted to buy because I was never going to get to wear them.
Yeah.
And that's hard. That I don't know what the solution is for that, except for glamour magic, which we'll get into. If you have to wear clothes that you don't want to wear, like, you know, maybe you work somewhere where you have a uniform and you don't get to wear any of your own clothes. Like you're wearing a uniform and you look like everybody else. And that can have an effect on just how you feel on the inside.
Yeah. My when I used to work in an office before I scored my work from home job, I remember we had like me and like my the office manager had to like coordinate our clothes. I'm not kidding. Like we both on like Mondays we had to wear like this ugly ass like neon green shirt. Tuesdays it was like royal blue. Wednesdays was turquoise. Thursdays was purple. And then Fridays, I think you could just like wear whatever you wanted, but it had to be like it had to have like the orthodontist like clinic logo on the jacket or whatever. And I just really wish that we could have just worn scrubs because scrubs are so comfortable. And like if you're gonna be in a medical setting, it's just it makes more. I don't know why we couldn't. Like I really fought hard for that. But anyways, and I just remember waking up every morning at 5 a.m. and hating my life because I had to put on dress pants and the ugliest shirts ever. None of those colors are colors I like. Neon green, royal blue. I don't wear stuff like that. And like it was just miserable. And like also, this is kind of related, but it's kind of unrelated, but I'm going to tell it anyways. When I first started there, I was wearing like really dark makeup because I was like fresh out of college and like I guess didn't realize like how dark my makeup was in comparison with like an office setting. Like it's just not just really wasn't probably appropriate for an orthodontist office. But my first day there, I was wearing these huge hoops. I mean, they were like this freaking, they were huge. The orthodontist himself was like, "Oh, love the earrings," and like was dead serious. But then 2 days later, I got called back into the office of like a guy that I am actually like really good friends with. He, this is what this is, I think this was screwed up. They made him talk to me about it because he was a gay black man. Like they, I swear, I'm telling you, like they made him address my makeup because he was gay. And
Wow. What
also
did they
because,
say?
so we sat down. He was like, "First of all, I just want to let you know these words are not coming out of my mouth. I think that you look great. However, like they want me to tell you that you can't wear like dark lipstick like that to work." And it was not that dark. Like it was maybe a little bit darker than what I'm wearing right now, but it was not, I wasn't wearing like a deep red. I wasn't wearing purple, nothing crazy. It was either like a nude or like a deep rust color. And I was like, "Are you serious?" And he was just like, yeah, like they're just really not like Dr. Whatever his name is, can't say it. He's just not a fan. Like, it's just not like it was.
He's not a fan. Oh,
boo-hoo.
Oh, poor baby doesn't poor like baby. Your lipstick color. It oh really, my God.
It wasn't that freaking dark. Like, it really wasn't that dark. And it embarrassed me so bad to the point that for the rest of my time there, and I only worked there for 8 months before I got my job that I'm at now. For the rest of my time there, I was so scared to do my makeup how I wanted to. Like, I was always so worried that my eyeshadow was going to be considered too dark, or that someone was going to call me trashy or something. And I was like, how is the same person who complimented my massive hoop earrings now saying that my lipstick is too dark? Unless you were mocking me when you said you liked my earrings. It really messed with me, dude. Like, and also that when I worked that job, that was when I got into witchcraft, because I was really depressed.
Mm-hmm. Blows my mind that, I mean, they're private businesses and I guess they can do whatever they want, but just the fact that we are where we are in the modern time and people will still, you know, what is this, 1972? You can't wear that lipstick shade? Are yeah. you joking? That's ridiculous to me.
You know what's crazy is I'm pretty sure it was like a deep pink. Like, it was like, and I don't like pink, but it was like a deep brownish pink, and it's
like a natural shade.
And yeah, I hated it. I hate it. Wow. I knew the second that I heard, I was like, this is no place for me to be. Why am I here?
Yeah. And that's difficult because most of us spend the majority of our time, unfortunately, at our job. And if your job requires you to wear a uniform or has limits to your appearance, like, you can't wear this lipstick shade, or you're not allowed to have an unnatural shade of hair, or even, like, let's say you're tattooed and you have to cover up your tattoos. Like, it makes you feel like you're covering up a part of yourself. And like this place of business where I provide my work, my time to this place, and they're going to tell me, we don't like this about you, so you need to change it. That's hard.
Yeah, it's so difficult. And it's like, places now are more accepting of, like, the way that people dress, I think. And I could understand to an extent, because it was an orthodontist office, you know, like, being wary of, like, parents and children and stuff like that. But it was still, like, the first time in a professional setting where anybody had said something like that to me. And it was crazy, because when I was a waitress, I would wear it's by Too Faced and it's called Evil Twin, and it's the darkest shade of purple. And I would wear it all the time, and I was never reprimanded for it. Like, people thought it was black lipstick, and no one ever said anything to me. Yeah. And, you know, I had my piercings were showing and stuff, and I used to have a much bigger septum ring, and no one ever said anything. So I was really shocked when I got told about myself, and I was like,
yeah, it's interesting how different industries are more or less accepting of personal expression. And I feel like, I mean, I guess it depends on your specific, like, wherever you're working in the hospitality industry. But I worked at a bar that, like, the more tattoos, the more piercings, the darker the lipstick, like, honestly, the cooler you looked, and you were probably going to get better tips, because yeah. you looked interesting. You weren't just like a stripped down everyday person in a uniform. Like, they allowed you to express yourself, and the customers really liked that.
I made great tips with that lipstick.
Yeah.
I got a lot of weird dudes.
You were using Glamour Magic and you didn't even know it. I have a specific lipstick story to tell.
What?
I was using lipstick as Glamour Magic during the election in 2020.
Oh yeah.
Because I was so stressed out. Like, obviously the world was going to hell in a handbasket and I just didn't know what I was going to do if the election did not go the way it went.
Yeah.
Like I was booking a one-way trip to Canada. I was just done. Actually, Canada didn't allow Americans in at the time because of COVID.
We don't want y'all's ass.
We don't fucking want you. So I wanted to use a little bit of glamour magic on the day of, you know, when they were counting the votes on election day. And I'm not like, I don't worship politicians by any means, but there is one politician that I have supported. Like, I have donated to her cause and I have talked about her on this podcast before. And I have drawn up a piece of artwork of her because I just think she's a great person and she stands for people and not for big business. And that's AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's a congresswoman from New York and I really like her. And she has a signature red lip that she always wears into work at Congress. And so I went out and bought that lipstick and it's a Stila Stay All Day.
Ooh, Stila's so good.
And the shade, in case anybody else wanted to buy it, the shade is Beso, which I think means kiss
mm-hmm.
in Spanish.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the Stila Stay All Day liquid lipstick. And I went out and bought that shit. I wore it all day. I wore it with a matching red top. And I put that outfit together intentionally. Like, just, I was just like, this election needs to go in one specific direction at this point. Not that I was, you know, excited for who is our president now. But I just, you know, that was kind of like that was a circumstance that was out of my control. I did something that was in my control and I voted. But when it was like counting day, that was out of my control. And I was very nervous. So I put on that shade and I had to work, you know, like that's another thing is like, we go through all these big events and these things are happening in our day-to-day lives, but like, we can't think about them. Cause like I had to be working while this whole thing was happening. And that was a way for me to like, I put on the lipstick. I thought about my intention and what it was and the blouse I was wearing. And yeah, I was like, okay, I'm going to focus on work. I have put my intention into this and it kind of helped me to like, let it go, like let go of the circumstance. Cause I knew there was nothing I could do just by like watching TV all day long. I wasn't going to do anything. So, I did that just for the election and that I still have that lipstick and I love it. And it's a beautiful shade. It's like a neutral red. So I think it looks good on everybody probably. It's not like specifically warm or cool toned, but yeah, it made me feel powerful. And like, I was sharing the same shade as a woman that I look up to. And so that's another thing is like, if there is a role model or if there's somebody who you look up to, like, if you want to channel their energy and their power and they have like a signature color that they always wear, lipstick, nail polish, maybe they just like always wear red or white, or, you know, if you're trying to almost like channel the energy and the power of somebody you look up to, I think using glamour is another way you can do that. Or like, you know, people who made their handmade Ruth Bader Ginsburg collars.
Yeah.
You know, cause it just like, they wanted to channel her. And I think that is a great thing to include in glamour magic.
I really love the idea of putting intention into getting ready, like in your mind. Cause obviously when you are getting ready, your intention is to look a way that makes you feel good. But it really changes things up when you take the time to, like, you know, glide your eyeliner on. You're like, I'm gonna make this shit so sharp that I slice the throats of the patriarchy. Like,
that's right.
But yeah, anyways.
Yeah. So we're pulling some information from this article from the Dark Moon Coven. It's on Vellamore.com, and the article is called Glamour Magic. You might already be a master at it. And it talks about things that ways that you're probably already doing glamour magic on your day-to-day experiences, and you don't know it. Like, you get dressed up for a job interview and you're doing glamour magic. You're taking a relaxing bath to help clear your mind. You're wearing certain colors to help emphasize a mood. Or envisioning yourself with a different eye color. I thought that was interesting. I think, like Brooke said, like, when you're doing your makeup in the morning, and you're intentionally picking out outfits, like, you're already doing it. Mm-hmm. I say that a lot on this podcast. Well,
I was just going to say.
You are already
doing it. I was just about to say that made my pussy throw up.
Oh my God. But the definition of glamour magic is using your aura or your appearance to change the energies around you to achieve the outcome you desire. So breaking that down, to begin working some glamour magic, you need to begin by setting your intentions and, you know, thinking about an outcome that you want. And then you need to do some actual physical labor to change your appearance to fit that outcome. And then at the end, you'll work with the energies around you to ensure that the outcome you desire is achieved. And so when I first heard of glamour magic, I thought it was like, I don't really love my nose, and I'm gonna use magic to get a new nose. You know, and it doesn't really work that way. But you could put intentions, if you don't love your nose,
yeah,
you could put intentions into when you're doing your makeup. Maybe you do a little bit of nose contour, or let's say maybe you're saving up for a nose job. You can use magic to help set intentions to earn the money that you need to help get your nose job. And that's all like using your energy to then get a desired outcome, whatever it is. So I'm using my energy to save money for a nose job. That's glamour magic, because you're using your energy to do something with your appearance that you want, but you're not just going to say a glamour magic spell and get a new nose. Unfortunately for us.
I will say the power of a good nose contour can really make you feel so much better about yourself. If you are somebody who dislikes the shape of their nose, I also want to say that it is perfectly okay to look at yourself and sometimes want to change things about your appearance. Like, we always want to talk about like loving yourself and caring for yourself and being kind to yourself. But there are days where like, I don't like the shape of my eyes, or I don't like the shape of sometimes I don't like my side profile or something. Like, that's normal. And I mean, if you look at, you're going to look at this face for the rest of your life. It's natural for you to like sometimes dislike something, but the beauty of glamour magic, get pun intended, the beauty of glamour magic is that you can learn physical techniques to change the appearance of something if you want. You think beauty influencers realize they're practicing glamour magic?
Probably not most of them.
You know what I heard the other day? I don't know if you've heard Lana Del Rey's new album. I personally hate it. I do not. And you know, I've been a Lana Del Rey fan since I was 14 years old. And her last album, and then this one that just came out, I do not like it. Hmm. And Emma told me that she had read somewhere that somebody said Lana Del Rey is a glamour witch that's like lost her magic. Like, hmm. Or something like that was what fucked up. Like,
yeah, I mean, she's an artist that I would classify as like, and I think she does identify as a witch.
Oh, she definitely does. She, remember she like hexed Donald Trump on Twitter.
Oh shit, that's great. But she's very entrancing, you know, when she sings, like how she looks. I mean, she, to me, like I'm in, and this is a combination of photo editing, but like when you see these photos of her, like, I mean, it looks like, these look like Polaroids taken from the 70s. She looks like she stepped out of a time capsule. She's from a different era.
Yeah.
And there's a combination of things happening with that. A lot of photo editing, which putting a filter over a photo of you is glamour magic. Like it is changing your appearance of how you will appear on social media to others. And so I could see that. I haven't listened to her new album though to like compare that to her previous album, so I'll have to give that a listen.
I'm gonna give it one more try. Yeah. Out of my love for 2014 Lana, but
Lana, you said that so southern.
Lana, I don't think that, I don't think it's gonna grow on me, but I will give it another shot.
Yeah. Whatever. And while we're still on the topic of makeup, I mean, it's probably going to come up later on too, but obviously this is not just me, but there is just something about designating a shade, like a blush shade, an eyeshadow, a lipstick, a nail polish, like, and that being your shade. Cause like you always had for a while, you had like this shade of red and like that was you. Mm-hmm. And you wore it all the time. It went with everything you wore. And just like with AOC, like she had this shade of red that I identified as with her. And I think it's really special to figure out what that is for you as an individual. And like just having that one thing that you always wear, or maybe it's a piece of jewelry, because I really love enchanting my jewelry because I wear the same exact thing. Like I don't change my jewelry. I wear the same four rings on my fingers every day. I have the same gold chain that I wear every day. And I feel like those things are like a little bit a part of me in a way, like not necessarily if I were to lose, I mean, I do have jewelry that like me, that means a lot to me, but also like if I lost the gold chain, like I can go get another gold chain. I didn't like totally lose myself, but I don't know. There's just something so special to me about having these things that are just like these are Liz, these are me. And I don't know. I just love that so much.
One thing that I really, really love doing is wearing like fucking 10 rings. Like, especially this summer, I went through a phase where I literally wore like a ring on almost every single finger. And I was wearing like the midi rings that stop like right here. And I just had so many. And then I lost a lot of them. Well, one time I lost a bunch of them because I was getting frisky with some dude and they went under his bed and I never saw them or him again, thank God. But I was like, they were cheap rings. I'll just get some new ones. But I mean, another thing is like that I consider glamour magic is my piercings in my nose.
Yeah,
for sure. And another one are tattoos. I feel like that's very much glamour magic, especially because it's like a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that for us.
Yeah. We literally do have like a glamour magic related tattoo, having mm-hmm. like the compact mirror, but I think all tattoos are glamour magic. They're things that you're permanently putting on your body to alter your appearance, to express yourself and show yourself the way that you want people to see you.
Yeah.
So it's like permanent glamour magic.
Speaking of permanent glamour magic tattoos, we need our planchettes. I want the planchette tattoo we were talking about.
Yes.
I'm going to get mine on the back of my arm, the way that you got your hand on the back of your arm. I really want it bad.
Okay. I'll work on that design.
Oh my god,
I'll work on that. We'll see if I can come up with something, or if we can, or if we find an artist that we like and we're just like, go for it.
Oh yeah. Oh my god, I'm excited for that.
Oh yeah. So I guess we can just start with the process of glamour magic, and the very first step is your intention. Just like with, I mean, I would say this is like the first step with all kinds of magic, is what outcome do you desire? And it's probably the most important step, because let's say you're using glamour magic, but like you don't have the money to go buy this whole new wardrobe that's going to show the style that you want to portray, or you don't have access. Let's say you want this shade of lipstick, but it's always fucking sold out because some influencer promoted it and you can't get your hands on it anymore. And, so you're not always going to be able to get what you need, but you're always going to be able to set your intentions. That's probably the most important part. And you want to be super specific, because without detailing like exactly what you want to happen, you may find that like your beauty spell goes haywire, or something else happens. And I guess maybe that's a personal belief on how specific you have to be. I like being super, super specific. But let's say, you know, instead of getting hired for like the dream job you want, you end up getting hired by that company, but like for a completely different department, because you weren't super specific on what you wanted. So be really specific, set your intention. Doesn't need to be anything fancy. I mean, you could do intention setting rituals if you want to. I think that helps a lot of people channel their energy and get into a headspace where they're super focused. But intention is the number one first thing to do, probably the most important. Be specific.
Yeah, with any kind of witchcraft ever.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I agree.
So the next step is your appearance. Make sure that you look the part. So just like you dress for the job you want, it's time to literally change your appearance to get a better chance of getting the dream job or whatever it is you're trying to do, just using that as an example. So how can you incorporate more magical aspects into your job interview outfit or a date night outfit? In times like these, I don't know, I guess you can pick your like favorite ritual tool and then we're going to amp it up. So you can use color magic to support correspondences in the choice of your nail polish. So like I wore the red lipstick on election day, and that symbolizes power and intent and energy. Or you could, I really love this one, you could draw a sigil on your cheek with a blush stick before you blend it in. I have written out sigils and just like put them in my pocket for the day. So I was like wearing them. They were on my person, on my body. You can clearly and intently line your lips so you are able to communicate freely with intention. You can wear a crystal around your neck. We've already talked about this before. If you want to wear them in your bra, anywhere on your skin, make sure it's a safe crystal to wear on your body.
Yes.
Oh, there's an appearance from Mia, the pod dog.
Mimi!
Look at her ear.
Look at her eyes. Look at her just blinking.
She looks sleepy.
She's got three walks today. Look, she's literally she's falling asleep. Let me see if I can get her falling asleep on the camera. Watch.
Oh. Rock her to sleep on camera.
Mimi, are you sleepy? Oh, there we go.
She's fighting it. You can also anoint yourself with an oil blend to increase whatever it is. I have an enchanting oil that I bought from my local occult shop. Also, shout out to them. If you are in Denver or Colorado and you're listening to this podcast, I feel like you've probably heard of Ritual Craft, but that is my favorite occult shop. It's a little expensive, but it's worth it.
A little expensive? Well, how expensive are you talking?
Well, I think I probably paid like $15 for the like little bottle of anointing oil, of enchanting oil. So, but that was one of the cheaper items. You know, I mean, they have like really pretty crystals and like handmade items, and I understand why it's worth the price. Yeah. As a self-employed artist, I understand.
Yeah.
So, and I love this last one so much. Wear shoes that click on the ground so you make a presence with every step, or you're just reminded of your own presence. Even if no one around is paying attention to your shoes clicking on the ground, you're going to hear that shit. Mm-hmm. And remind yourself of the bomb ass outfit you're wearing, the beautiful shoes, you know, whatever it is. It's about, you know, making yourself stand out, which can be really scary to some people. Some people are like, no, I'm trying to go somewhere and not have anybody notice me. But obviously if we're doing glamour magic, like you want to stand out for some kind of a reason. And these are all ways of just like making you stand out subtly from other people, like just with your presence, not by walking into a room and screaming, look at me. Like you want people to just pick up on your energy and your presence, like without saying anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really unless
you did glamour magic with your lip liner and you want people to hear you more clearly, then I take back what I said. Then you are trying to be noticed by your words and how you speak.
I really like the idea of the wearing the shoes that click. For some reason, that made me think of Wizard of Oz, though.
Yeah. There's lots of magic involved in the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Another, you know, that would like cute things like that. I want people to comment. We haven't announced the Ostara egg yet. And this is kind of in the middle of the episode. So if you've made it this far, along with the Ostara egg, comment like some cute little fun thing that you do for glamour magic, like wearing shoes that click on the floor. Like what's like, you know, some little thing that you do for glamour magic, because there's probably thousands of these just things that you do on a daily basis. And I think they're so cool. I want to hear them. So if you have some cute little fun thing you do for glamour magic, please comment that on the Instagram along with the Ostara egg,
which
we can announce later.
Oh my God. Now I'm yawning. Now I'm sleepy.
And so next is, so you've decided, you've spoken your intent, you've written down your intent, you've thought your intent, you've picked an item. So whether that's your shoes or your lipstick or your nail polish or a piece of jewelry, something that you want to use as symbol. How do you say that? Symbolization? That's not a word.
That's not a word.
Symbolize. Something you want to use to symbolize or enchant for your glamour spell. Then next, you want to use your aura and harness your energy. And this can be difficult sometimes if your aura is not feeling the best, right? Maybe you're not in a positive environment. Maybe you're at work and you feel like shit there. You know, it this is something where you want to, like, you want to be in your own space, maybe at home. If not, like, go find a quiet place in the office or take a step outside and take a little break. Because you're, for anybody that doesn't know, your aura is like your electromagnetic energy field that surrounds you, surrounds animals. Some people believe they surround things and items, and it just is like a visual representation of your energy. And so you want to channel your energy into that item. And I like to imagine, I use a lot of visualization. I like to imagine my aura color, and I like to like imagine like it's literally coming out of me. Like I could see it, like this tiny little bubble surrounding my body. And I also will include people in that. Like if I'm, so for the job interview example, if I'm in a job interview and I have put a glamour spell or an enchantment on a ring I'm wearing, I like to envision my energy. And then when I'm like sitting down at the table and I'm talking to somebody, I like to envision that, that color energy bubble like reaches across the table and like includes the interviewer. So we're like both in my energy, and we're both, it almost feels like I'm like, I have the most control, even though I'm the one being interviewed. And I just like to kind of envision that they're like in my bubble with me and they're in my space, and like I'm controlling the energy that's happening.
That's crazy. I like it.
Yeah. Do you have you, so you've never, well, you've never intentionally done glamour magic.
Yeah.
Like, I've never, you have subconsciously.
Yeah. Subconsciously. But I've never like, you know, put something on and been like, oh my God, I'm getting old. This is bullshit. Why am I yawning? It's 8 o'clock. I still have to go to the store after we record. I need to wake the fuck up. Okay. Anyways, no, I have never done anything intentionally, but some things that I think I probably do subconsciously that I would definitely consider glamour magic. Sometimes when I wear my hair like Bellatrix Lestrange, I'm like trying to channel like this inner, like, what's
badass witch,
badass, like just sexy ass witch, like seductress, like, mm-hmm. And it works. So my,
it really works.
It really works. And it, I would say that I think when I am wearing like a really dark lip, that if I'm wearing a super dark lip, I'm definitely in a different state of mind. Like I definitely have a different intention for what I want to happen around, you know, if I'm going to go see a guy or something. Sometimes if I wear a dark lip the first time I hang out with a guy, it's because I want him to be attracted to me, but I don't want him to kiss me because he'll know that he's going to get that all over his face.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of me like being like, stay back. Like that's my little boundary. Some motherfuckers will still go for it though.
Oh yeah.
They will still go for it. And I'm like.
So that's like you using glamour magic as a form of protection, as like a veil. You know how some people veil with their hair? That's almost like you veiling with your lipstick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes I have been wearing dark eyeshadow, like tight lining the bottom of my eye, because I like it. I just feel like it makes my gaze on people a lot more intense.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that feeling because like, even if I know that like, I'm obviously being kind to somebody or something, it just helps you out. Like if you ever just want to feel really flirty, like do some dark tight lining under your eye and just like, you know, pull your hair up and like some seductress curls and just.
Oh yeah. I think that the claw clip, I love, well, when my hair's, it looks best when my hair has like some kind of wave or curl to it, but like just putting my hair up in that claw clip and doing the French twist in the back makes me feel like a sexy librarian.
That's how I feel today.
Like
Yes.
I don't know. I love how a claw clip makes me feel.
Yes. It makes you feel very like in control and like, oh, like I'm, my hair's up and like, I have somewhere to be. I am organizing books by the Dewey Decimal System. Like,
yeah, it just, it changes your energy. And like, that's what all magic is like using your intentions to channel your own energy. And this article talks about like practicing controlling your energy field. And I have done this before. I don't do it often. But this isn't the first time I've heard about this method of the hand, like feeling your energy with your hands. Have you ever tried this before?
Oh yeah. That shit is weird. Let's do it right now.
It's so weird. So you move your hands back and forth, like you're in the praying position, and then you rub them together so that they get warm. Hopefully, I don't know if this is like picking up noise and my speaking, but
dude, then, it like, it feels like there's a magnetic field.
Yeah. So you get them really warm and then you pull your hands apart just slightly and you can feel like this magnetic energy between your hands, and you can also cup them like you're holding a ball, like an invisible ball, and you can like almost feel the energy creating a ball shape in your hands. Like don't let your hands touch.
Wait, so I gotta keep doing it.
Yeah, do that. And then cup your hands like you're holding a ball, but don't let your hands touch, and you will like start to feel a ball of warmth in your hands. And it's because you're like, you're literally channeling where your energy is flowing, and you're, it's going in like a ball shape. I don't know. It's so weird.
Oh my God.
Isn't that bizarre?
That is weird.
It's so weird.
I feel like a tickling feeling.
Yeah. It's so cool. It's so cool. I used to like do this at my desk when I was bored as shit. And I wanted to like, control my damn energy.
They're like, that girl is crazy. She sits at her desk and she's clearly cooking up some evil villain plan. <She's> like, yeah. Oh, they get really hot.
Yeah.
You burn yourself like this?
Don't burn yourself now. And then, so something else you could do is while you're feeling this energy, right? Like, have you ever whispered into your water? You do that? I do that. Because
not girl. What do you do that for? What happened?
All right. Maybe that's going to be in a different episode. Water. Your words hold energy. And so like whisper your intention into your hands when you're holding that energy in your hands, like whisper that shit in there and tell your energy what you want it to hold. And then I like to like, you know, like let it go. Let it go.
Look, let it go. She's channeling.
Mia's channeling her own energy. Look at her.
Honey, she put her nose in between.
Oh.
I wish I could. I want to show you. Let me see if I can get her to do it at the camera. This is why you should also watch us on YouTube. You're missing out on some prime cuteness. You ready? You ready?
Oh, she's channeling.
She's channeling. Oh, my crazy. She's crazy. Look at me.
She's totally channeling all the love she has for you right now.
Your freaking feet smell like Fritos. That's the only thing. It smells like hot Fritos in my face right now.
Dude, my dad used to tell me my feet smelled like Fritos. Like specifically Fritos.
Phew.
They don't anymore. Just in case anybody was wondering.
I've heard that if a dog's feet smells like Fritos, it means like it's like the bacteria or something. And I'm like, yeah. I can't give her a bath every week. So like, what am I supposed to do?
Well, I used to like have an aversion to socks when I was like in elementary school and middle school. I just hated the feeling of socks on my feet. Some like bizarro random thing. So I like never wore socks and my feet used to really stink.
Oh my God.
Socks make a difference.
I'm pretty sure I've smelled your stinky feet before.
Yeah, probably. There's like no way you haven't.
You're like, yeah, probably.
Yeah. So yeah, include these things in your beauty ritual. If you want to make like your morning routine a beauty ritual, you can like literally do your makeup, or if you want to enhance it, if you don't love your morning routine, like throw something in there that you do like, and just think about like how fucking magical you are when you're putting that shit on your face, man. Like,
yes. Think about just the like, job you're going to get. Think about the people you're going to seduce.
Yeah. Whatever it is. Like when you're doing your morning routine, just think about how fucking magical you are when you're putting that shit on. Cause you are.
Yeah. Magical.
It's so empowering. It's so empowering. And if you don't wear makeup, like let's say you wear nothing and you're not interested at all in wearing any kind of makeup. I'm sure you probably use a moisturizer or a sunscreen, like use that as your glamour item, you know?
Yeah.
And if you don't use sunscreen, please do. And that's my PSA for today.
Prevents wrinkles, makes your makeup go on smoother.
Yep.
Keeps you looking
fresh.
Fine and fresh. Also, you can put intention behind like something like brushing your hair if you don't wear makeup, or when you're in the shower. If you're in the bower, if you're in the shower, like deep conditioning your hair and just, you know, putting like, that's what I was doing when I poured water on my straight hair and recurled it up. I was just thinking like, I'm putting so much loving intention into my scalp.
And like, you were like washing that icky feeling away.
Yeah. I was literally scrubbing it like down the drain. I was on FaceTime with Victoria while I was in the shower. Like, and yes, people, I do this. I do this with Liz. I do this with everyone. I will literally keep it on FaceTime and I'll set it on the toilet and I will still talk to you while I'm in the shower because
yeah,
I'm attached to my friends. But I was telling her like while I was washing my hair, I was like, oh my God, like I think between calling you and washing my hair, I feel like myself again.
Yeah.
I feel normal again.
Yeah. Yeah. Use your shower as a chance to include your glamour magic. And like when you're shaving your legs, if you do that, or when you're washing your face, whatever it is. Oh, I like, and like when you make the water hotter, okay. I gotta know, do you set your shower to a certain heat and then you leave it on that the entire time? Do you
no,
do that?
No, I'll have it like hot, warm, and then I'll get in and then I'll wait till I'm used to that. And then I turn it up like super hot.
Okay. That's what I do. And I didn't know if that was a normal thing because I have never asked another human being, but I get in the shower, set it to like a certain temperature. And throughout the shower, I make it hotter and hotter and hotter pretty much until it's like a max heat. So by the end of my shower, I'm at max heat. And whenever I like make it hotter and hotter, I like to imagine that like I'm getting like stronger and stronger and like I'm washing away whatever it is. It's just like more invigorating for me. Ooh. And if your local supermarket has fresh eucalyptus, get a bundle of that shit and tie it to your shower head, ma'am. It is amazing.
Yep. I started doing that during the beginning of the pandemic and I only did it a couple times, but every time I'm in Trader Joe's, I do consider.
Yeah. And if you, so, I mean, the eucalyptus, it doesn't last that long. I think it looks cool all tied up in the shower, but it doesn't last that long. Vicks, the company, like Vicks Vapor Rub, has like a shower thing that you can buy and it turns your shower into like a menthol room.
Oh my God. I bet that's so nice when you're sick.
You can get that shit from Walmart. Not that I support Walmart. You can get it from many places, but there's like a Vicks Vapor Rub shower thing that you can use. So try that too. Like just make those times all about you and about like your own beauty, not for anybody else, but yourself and how you want to perceive yourself and like, you know, show up as them, show up as who you want to be. And that's the first step in changing your looks.
Yes. Yeah. Well, do we have any other announcements or anything we need to add into this episode?
I don't think so, but for the Ostara egg, we could do like the cute little paint your nails emoji, or...
Oh, do the paint your nails.
Okay. All right. So that's going to be the Ostara egg for today's episode. Go comment the adorable little paint your nails emoji on the Instagram post, and also let us know about some fun little thing you do for your own glamour magic or beauty ritual practices.
Yes. And also enter the giveaway.
Yes. And we just released another episode on our Ko-fi account. So if you would like to join and get weekly guided journaling and meditation-like episodes from us, you can find information for that in our link tree.
Yes, you can. There also is a link in our episode, in this episode, if you want to click from this episode to Ko-fi. So, yeah.
So thank you for all the love and support, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
I am so sleepy, and I was about to fall asleep on this episode. Love you. Bye.